Our next speaker is Lin Sun.
To echo Oma Wally, you know, if I'm going to the barricades, this is the gang I want to go with. And I'm beginning to think our barricades may be right up there on the 10th floor.
Okay.
You know, it's really about local. It's really about not playing into the same old multinational garbage that our government gives us every day of the week. I love Amy Goodman, but I want to know at 8 o'clock in the morning, what is the weather? Who's holding a demonstration? Is there an event I want to go to? Is there something in Albany that's happening that's going to make the rents go up? All of these are issues I want to know about before I face that world in the morning. And that's what local programming is about. Local. And I just was remarking to my good Ralph here that, you know, I started out over 40 years ago on local. Because I and he, of course, were part of the struggle for community control of schools. And that was a very, very vicious, bitter struggle. Our union sided with the bosses, the Board of Education, against the black community. Sound familiar? We fought to bring new light, and not just for black communities, Latino communities. Those was power for the powerless. But we also said all the communities of New York City, Greenwich Village, wherever it is, all of them should have power. And you know what they did to us? They brought in the Ford Foundation. Yeah. Any echoes, folks? Any echoes? That's what they want to do here. You get in the foundations, they co-opt, and suddenly it's a changed, it's a transformed landscape. So we can't afford now to lose this struggle. I can't. Because, very frankly, I want to be around for a while, and I don't want to have to go back and say, 40 years ago, I was fighting for BAI. No, we have got to stick them. We got to win this. This is so important, because if we lose this, you know, I was laughing this morning. You know how that movie about Ghostbusters, they say, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? I know I was with a group of lawyers one day. It was back in the Reagan administration. And the invasion of Grenada, if you will, had just occurred. And Bob Boyle, who is a great appellate lawyer, but who was a kid not wet behind the ears at that point, said, I got to get home and turn on BAI so I can figure out what the hell is going on. And you know, we all have felt like that many, many times. When they invaded Iraq, who did you listen to?
Yeah.
When every issue that has come up, we have listened to BAI. We have relied on it to give us a truth that the mass media can't give us. We are now fighting for our lives because it is being, and it's true, corporatized. That's what's happening. It's being mainstreamed. I don't know how many of you remember, but you know, we used to listen to NPR. We used to say, oh, that's a good station. That's nice. That's this. Well, now it's just National Propaganda Radio. That's what NPR stands for. And we don't want WBAI to end up in that graveyard. We need BAI to be more than a, quote, cultural institution. We need it to be part of the foment that leads to change, and that's what it can do. Yeah. When Amy talks, Mimi talks about having on a mother whose son was beaten to death by the police, I can tell you about 40 other mothers that have been on that station. To Juanita Young. Why did I do that all the time? I can't remember. Juanita Young. And Not Rosa Rita. Anyway, I can't. If I had a better memory, I could tell you all this. If I once upon a time. But I say to you, everybody gets a platform at BAI. Everybody gets a chance to speak about what is close. And these are people from the neighborhoods. These are not people that have necessarily got the cutting edge of electronic equipment. You know, when they're talking about, oh, you know, all news may be passé because we'll all be on the internet and the news programs are really going to be passé. Well, I tell you, I lived in the New York City housing projects for 30 years, right on Pitt Street on the Lower East Side. My friends and neighbors there, they rely on the radio. The guys in the prisons, who nobody does outreach to anymore, they rely on the radios. They listen to BAI right over at the MCC here, where they are holding people and torturing them a la Guantanamo in isolation. Client there who's told me that if he does push-ups, he is written up and put in the hole because he is not permitted to do anything which may make him more able to be able to escape. Figure that one out. These guys are listening to BAI. They need this station. We need this station. If you haven't signed up for the recall of Tony Brown and Mitch Cohen, and you know, Mitch Cohen wrote me a letter the first day all this web that Bernard was fired. And Mitch said to me, I don't know how he thought he could say this, but anyway, he said to me, Lynn, you are being duped. Got that word? D-U-P-E-D. Well, you know, you don't say to an old war horse, to an old campaigner, to a woman of 70 years that's been in the pit of the courts of this country, that I am somehow some kind of a blind and feeble person that can be duped by the likes of these people. I am with comrades. I recognize people. I recognize people here from other struggles. I recognize the people, and I tell you, this crowd has grown since 4 o'clock, because we were here at 4 o'clock, and more people have come. And why have they come? Because we all understand how important this station is, and we don't want it to drift towards this corporatism. I bring greetings to this group from Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen, who are 100% with us. I also bring you greetings from Al Adwa, the Palestinian rights organization, who's having a fundraiser as we speak. And they say that they back us completely. And last of all, a young man named Hashem, whose brother is at the MCC, charged with terrorism because they claim he wanted to bring some socks. No, he kept a suitcase in his apartment that a friend, who later turned out to be an informant, wanted to bring to Bin Laden. Socks for Bin Laden. And for this, they've held him in isolation, which you know is the worst torture in the world. But Hashem said to me this afternoon, I can't make it over there. I'd like to come. But you should know that BAI has been a beacon to the Muslims. It's someplace we can go and get information. And we are tomorrow going to be up in White Plains and talking about the Newburgh Four, because this is the latest wave of real prejudice. This is the latest wave of entrapments, and we are going to hopefully beat it at one time. They have won just about every terrorism case there is, and they win them because they play on the fears of the people. But you know what? This dilutes fear. WBAI dilutes fear. The truth dilutes fear. And that's why we need it, and that's why we have to fight for it. And it's not going to be an easy fight, and it's going to be ugly, and you're going to get calls like I get calls from a lot of people that I love and care about who say to me, What are you doing, Lynn? You're gonna drive away your supporters. Why are you out there on this thing? This thing is a mess. Don't get into it. Well, it's not a mess to me.
Right.
Very clear to me.
All right.
It is about Bernard, it is about Tony Riddle, and it is about the local communities and making sure that they, as someone said earlier today, and I said, I'm going to remember this line, they listen to the radios, and WBAI has always listened to them.
Okay.
Let's keep that up. Thank you very much. If you haven't signed a recall petition, they're back there. Join, get your brothers, your cousins, your sisters, your young nieces, join WBAI. Tibby Brooks has forms here. Tell them to come down and work for a few hours because you know a membership is a vote. And we need votes because we've got to get these folks out and our folks in so we can change the entire tone. I don't think I'm supposed to say that yet. Anyway, Ralph wants me to say that I'm going to run, although when I was talking to Bob Lederer about it, I said, you have to understand that the Second Circuit, U.S. Court of Appeals, may have something to say about whether I'll be able to serve. But maybe I can do it in exile. Who knows? Anyway. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.